have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for, though I'm a leader, I was created. Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We were created for worship. That was none other than Cedric Ford. Amen. The man of God that just brought that awesome worship on to this space and place on Elation Radio. Glory to God. I love that, you know, because our life should be a worship unto him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one that is with us on today. It is truly a very special day. We have a guest who I love and who's dearly, dearly loved, and he's in my heart, my brother in Christ, Apostle Brian Blasingame, for his Glory International Ministries, and we'll be hearing from him shortly. But I just want to say and give my father, amen, a shout out. I want to bless him on this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Well, listen, again, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook, amen, also known as TD, amen, and we give God the glory for today. I want to say thank you to my producer, Kimmy Kim. Oh, my God, this woman has the heart and the patience of Job. Hallelujah. She deals with all of us, her folks that come forth, and we bring these awesome programs. So please go and check it out on Elation Radio in the name of Jesus. But anyway, I just want to decree this afternoon that here on Shabbat Saturday, we are going to experience a shift, amen, a renewal, restoration to your souls in the name of Jesus. How I expect a release and deliverance from the word of God that will be poured out by the man of God on this platform. And I want you to know that the Spirit of God is just saying we reset now in 2023. But in our resetting, there is restoration for the body of Christ. Well, again, this is Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God. And we are excited. I'm excited about you being here. I don't know what you are. I hope you're excited too. Amen. If you can just hear the excitement in my voice, because truly I believe with everything that is within me that the Spirit of the Lord is like doing this speed up. Amen. He's exponentially moving folks and shifting things and bringing up one and putting down another the exposure. Amen. But not only that, more importantly, the elevation of those who have just been laboring in the field, just doing the will of the Father. And that's something we're going to talk about today, walking in God's wisdom and his perfect will and yielding to that. Amen. But I don't want to just, you know, I don't want to go before Apostle, amen, because he's going to bring it in Jesus' name. But I want to pray. Amen. And again, I thank you, each and every one, and you, Apostle Brian Blasting Game, our special Shabbat Saturday guest on today. We love you, man of God. We love you. People of God, there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms. Indeed, there is. And we have been given the authority to speak and say something in the name of Jesus. And we do that by Shabbaking our awesome God here on this station, Elation Radio, to encourage you, our listening audience. I believe that this day, the day that I opened my eyes and took my first breath, is the day that the Lord has made. And you should say the very same thing. You woke up, glory to God, and you're not laying in the morgue somewhere in Jesus' name. Glory to God. But I am excited again. I know that I keep saying that because I am. I'm ecstatic, and I think it's like it's also because I was, we had prayer in the upper room yesterday, and it was absolutely epic. in Jesus' name. We experience the manifested presence of God. Hallelujah. The gifts of the Spirit were in operation, and the people were blessed in Jesus' name. But I say glory to God and thank the Lord again for you and you and you for being with us here on today. And I'm going to just pray real quickly because I want to hear what the man of God has received, I should say, from the Spirit of the Lord on today. Father God, I thank you that you are indeed worthy to receive glory and honor and power. You created all things, and by your will, they were created and have their being. Lord God, I thank you, and I bless your name that you have adopted us as your children. Hallelujah. And you call us sons of God, my God, today. You adopted us, Father God. You made us joint heirs with Christ Jesus. And Lord, according to your word, I thank you and bless you now that you have given us understanding and wisdom, Lord God, and revelation into your word. You have, oh my God, you've given us complete understanding of what you want to do in our life. And I ask you to make us wise with spiritual wisdom, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we desire to live an honorable life, to please you in all things. Continue, Lord God, to pour into us. Continue to open up our understanding. Continue to give us wisdom beyond our years as we roll our works upon you, hallelujah, and you make our thoughts agreeable to your will and your plans and your purpose that have been established, Lord God, predestined, my God, today in Jesus' name. Lord God, continue to direct the steps and make our steps sure. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, Lord, on today, and I thank you for the speaker that will be bringing forth the word of God. I thank you, Father God, let him be an oracle, my God, today, that will pour out revelation and bless the people of God. Father God, bless him, anoint him, because you have appointed him. Thank you, Lord God, for ordering his steps, indeed, and ordering his words that are released on today. Thank you, Father God, that you have put a hedge of protection around him in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you. I thank you for his life and for his ministry. I thank you that he is an integral man of God. Thank you, Lord God, that it is his desire just to know you in all of the splendor that you are. That he may experience the fullness of the Godhead. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. And so it shall be. And I seal this prayer in the blood in Jesus' name. I'm on 100. Apostle Brian Blessing, amen of God. Are you with us?
Amen. To God be the glory. I am here and I'm glad to be amongst the living. I'm glad to be here.
You know what time it is. Amen. I'm going to say, man of God, you are released. Bless the people of God, Apostle Brian Blessing Game.
Amen. Again, I'm glad to be amongst the living and not the dead. It's always good to be here on a Shabbat Saturday, along with Apostle P.D. Westbrook. And, of course, I can't leave out our wonderful producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim. I mean, these two women, I really feel good being in the presence of the Lord and being with these two beautiful, intelligent, powerful women of God. I thank God for the privilege and the opportunity to be able to bring forth the bread of life to the listeners here on Shabbat Saturday. Again, I don't take this assignment lightly. I thank God for God impressing it upon your heart, Apostle, to have me here on today. So we won't prolong. We're going to go ahead and get into what we're dealing with today, which is simply yielding. Oh my God, yielding to the will of God, yielding to the will of God. You know. Which is it's very important that we do so. I know, I say that I know that I really believe that some of the problems that we're having in today's society is really because we don't yield to the will of God. In a lot of cases, I don't think we even search or seek the will of God. And I was talking with Apostle P.D. prior to coming on today, and I kind of touched on some stuff that we're talking about today, even last night on the podcast, For His Glory. But if we could, let me start out here. I'd like to start out here with Isaiah, and this is the reason why we should be willing to yield to God's will. Isaiah 55, and we've probably heard it 1,001 times, especially if you've been in church and you've been in the presence of God, and you probably heard the scripture several different times. But the word of the Lord says and decrees and declares that for my thoughts, this is God talking, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So what God is saying here is that he already knows that what he's asking you to do or what he's revealing to you to do, and that's what we've been talking about the last 2 weeks on For His Glory. There's times that God will reveal his will. He will reveal his plan to you, and he will talk. He will show you in dreams. He will show you in visions. He will even send prophets. He will send pastors. He will send other different people to confirm the dream or confirm his will in your life. The thing about it is that you have to realize that once he reveals this thing to you, he already knows better than what you know, even though you're looking at it a certain way and you're thinking, no, this can't happen. No, this is too hard for me to do. No, this can't be God. Some people even call themselves, you know, rebuking the devil. Shut up, though, and it don't be the devil. It be God, because God's ways are far greater. They're far above than what we can imagine, do, or think. He does what he does because he is God. And what we fail to do as believers is that we fail a lot of times to remember that God takes pleasure in doing the impossible. Say that again. He takes pleasure in doing the impossible, because what is impossible with man is not impossible with God. God will set us up. He will put us in positions. He'll put us in places to the point to where we will be placed on display before others in the world to let them know that there's no way that Brian Blassingame could have done this. There's no way that such and such and so could have done this. There's no way that such and such and so could have provided this way. Even when we talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it was even said that what good thing or no good thing can come out of Nazareth? Who would have ever thought that God would have taken a carpenter to save the world, to save the world from the sins of the world? Whoever would have thought a carpenter could have done the things that Jesus did during the time that he was walking the face of the earth? Whoever could have thought that God would have taken a carpenter to raise the dead, and better yet, heal the sick, and yet better proclaim that no man will take his life, but he'll lay his life down, and in 3 days he'll pick it up again? No, who would have thought that a carpenter would have been able to do that? And who would have thought that a carpenter would have been sitting at the right hand of the Father, still making intercession for the saints? God takes pleasure in doing the impossible. So we have to realize that when God begins to deal with us about yielding ourselves to his will, we must understand that he is Almighty God. There's nothing too hard for him to do. There's nothing too hard for him to do. I also want to stop by and pay a short visit to Jonah as well before we even get in there. Want to get into Jonah a little bit. For the simple fact that, you know, we can yield our way. And also, Jonah, he found out something a little bit different, quite a lot different, really, was Jonah. Jonah did something totally, totally different. Jonah went down to Tarshish. Remember that? I know a lot of people may remember this, may not remember this. But Jonah went down to Tarshish. And in doing so, Jonah had problems, major problems. In doing so, Jonah found problems in going opposite of God's will. Opposite of God's will. And when we do that, we'll see that he ran into some stuff. Jonah, the first chapter, and starting at the second verse, it talks about God saying to Jonah, "Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. First of all, why are you going to try to get away from the presence of the Lord when God is omnipresent? He is everywhere already. And see, I'm going this route because there are some of us out there who still got something stuck in our mind that we know better than God. Somewhere we got crossed up and we got confused and we heard people say stuff like, "God won't override your will." But I'm here to tell you today, God may not override your will, but God will make your willing willing. He will make your will become willing to his will. And this is what happened with Jonah. Notice that he said he went from the presence of the Lord and he went down. Listen, the minute you decide you want to go the opposite will, the opposite way of God's will, you're going down. You're not going upward. It said that he went from the presence of the Lord and he went down to Joppa. And it said he found a ship. Now, I'm quite sure the ship must have looked glorious. The ship must have looked safe. I don't believe he saw that this ship looked like it might crash or anything like that. But he went to this ship, and the Bible says that so he paid the fare. Anytime you go away from God also, it's going to cost you something. Stay here long because it's not what we're really focusing on. But it's going to cost you something. Anytime you go against or away from the will of God, it's going to cost you something. And it says once he got on the boat, he went down again. He went down again into the boat to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind to the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast for wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So even some of your belongings that you took to the ship, now because of the storm that has entered into your life, now you're having to get rid of some of that stuff as well. So it's costing you many things, things that you don't want to give up, things that you don't want to do, that you probably have worked hard for to gain. Now you're having to give these things up because you simply have made up in your mind and in your heart that you do not want to yield to God's will. And y'all know the story. Eventually, the storm got so bad till finally Jonah told them, look, if y'all throw me overboard, if you throw me overboard, everything will be all right. And once they threw him overboard, everything was all right for them. But Jonah, the Bible says God created a fish that swallowed Jonah, and Jonah went down again. So I'm still trying to get this point across to you that it doesn't pay us. It doesn't pay us at all to go against the will of God. It doesn't pay to go against the will of God. There's no way to get around it. He's going to get his way. He's going to have his way. His will in your life is going to be accomplished. That was something he told me a long time ago. God, I can't even remember how many years ago it was, but it was quite a few years ago that he spoke to me through a prophetess. And I don't quite remember what all it was that I was dealing with at the time, but this prophetess came up and began to minister to me. And she looked at me and she says, God told me to tell you that he is God and he always gets what he wants. He is God, always gets what he wants. So from there, I'm going to go here to Genesis. And we're talking Genesis 37 and 5. And this ties in with really some things that I've been speaking on and talking on about dreams and visions concerning dreams and visions on for his glory. Because, as I was saying, God does a lot of times reveal, and he does speak his will to us. The thing about it is are we listening? Sometimes we'll have dreams, we'll have different things to where God will speak to us, and sometimes we have no understanding, we have no revelation to what it is that he's saying or where he's leading. But from my experience, God always brings forth that clarity. He will always make his way known unto you to the point to where you will understand what it is he's saying. In Genesis 37, starting at the fifth verse, it says that Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Oh, my God, here we go. Dreams. Like I said, that's God's speaking. So a lot of times people realize, and the enemy of your soul knows, that once God speaks a thing, he knows he can't defeat God. That fight has already been fought and won. He knows he cannot fight the one who gives the dream. He knows he can't fight the dream. So therefore, what he has to do, he has to fight the recipient or the person who received the dream. So some of you that might be under the sound of my voice, you may have heard God speak a particular thing. You may have had God to call you into a particular office. You may have had God call you into or to do various amount of different things, and he's already anointed you to do this. And because you have heard that dream, and better yet, because you have received that dream, you have had people to hate you or speak against you that much the more. My sisters is on here, that's on here with me today. By them being women alone, I already know the different hardships that they've already that they've already gone through, just for the simple fact that God has called them into a ministry to do a ministry, and you got these knucklehead guys running around here still caught up in religion and tradition and stuff, trying to tell them that God ain't called you to preach. But the devil is a lie. I mean, if God can entrust Mary to carry the word for 9 months, surely he can preach the word as far as carry the word as well. That's just a little short nitpick there. But anyway, just making my point there, that when God does call you or does share a dream with you, there's going to be something or somebody that's going to come against your dream. And a lot of times the dream is going to come from those who you're closest to. Yeah. Those who say they love you. Yeah. Those who may have said at one time or another, I got your back. Those are the ones. When the dream comes, those are some of the ones that will start doing shady stuff. Will start doing different things. And the one of the biggest things is that Joseph told his dream. Now, I touched on that a little bit too. Sometimes we get dreams and sometimes we speak dreams prematurely. And because we speak them prematurely, it can start hardships, all kind of different, you know, battles, whatnot, what have you. But I'm beginning to believe that it doesn't matter if you tell a dream prematurely or on time. It's just the simple fact, because God gave a dream, the enemy, that's his assignment, is to try to stop whatever progress God has laid down, or whatever foundation that God has laid down before him or before you. The bottom line is that you don't lose focus or you don't lose hope on the dream. Because in the 7th verse, Joseph tells them, he says here, for behold, I was binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made abstinence of my sheaves. So in the dream, what Joseph was telling him was that your sheaves are going to bow down to my sheaves. And, you know, traditionally, a lot of times when we look at a particular family, sometimes we always think something should always go to the elder brother or the elder sister or what, but not so. It's not necessarily so when it comes to the things of God. God looks and he examines the heart of a person. He examines the heart of a man. Same thing with David. David evidently was the baby, but David was the one that God sought after to give the dream to him that he was going to one day be king. It wasn't his older brothers. It wasn't his brothers that had military experience. You know, it wasn't his brothers that was out there on the field. It was the brother that was out there doing the nastiest job dealing with the sheep. And it's who knows that because he did the nastiest job, and because he did the job dealing with the sheep, and he did it with pride. He took pride in taking care of those sheep. He took pride. He went out there and he fought a lion for those sheep. He went out there and he fought a bear for those sheep. And who knows that if it wasn't for the fact that he took that pride with dealing with sheep, that God didn't say he's humble enough. He's humble enough to the point where I can make him king and I can trust him to be king. But anyway, going back to Joseph. Now, when he said this, his brothers got upset. And in the 9th verse, it says, and he dreamed yet another dream and told his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made of abstinence to me. And he told it to his father. and to his brethren. And the father rebuked him and said to him, what is the dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow ourselves to thee in the earth? See, even some of those who are placed in an authoritative place may be upset with you because of the dream that God spoke to you. Oh, yeah, it happens. It happens. It happens even in sometimes in ministry. Yeah, I said that right. Because see, you sometimes have certain ministers, you have certain leaders, and you have certain apostles or bishops or different people that they actually believe that the teacher can't surpass. I'm sorry, they believe that some of the students can't surpass the teacher. Some actually believe that the students can never surpass the teacher. When you really have a real leader who's focused the right way, your real leaders are going to push you. They're going to install or instill within you. They're going to pour into you in hopes that you will excel them where they're left off at. That's what your real leaders do. That's what your real pastors do. That's what they do that are really and humble to the will of God. That's what their desire is. Their desire is not to try to hold you back or put a thumb on you or put a foot on your throat. They're to exalt and push you even into a greater place than what God may have brought you. I don't know why. Yeah, well, God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. I'm just praying that people will adhere and people will understand what is going on within the body of Christ and sometimes within their own lives. So here we are, where the father has gotten upset because of the dream that Joseph had. Again, we still see here that because of the dream, the dream or the will of God is costing Joseph some trouble. In the 18th verse, here we see his brethren talking, and it says, and they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them. They conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Look, they don't even call him by name anymore. They don't even call him Joseph anymore. They could have called him a whole lot worse than that. So, in other words, in some of your cases, you've been renamed. You've been called out of your name because of the dream or because you have decided that you're going to hold on to the dream or you're going to hold on to the will of God. You're going to do the will of God. So in this case, you're no longer called your name anymore. Now you're called the dreamer. You're called the holy roller. Sometimes you even call the holier than thou. You call the all kinds of number of things, but all it is that you're wanting to do the will of God. You're wanting to do the will of God. You want to satisfy him. You're at the end of the race. You're just waiting to hear him say, come, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast done well. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's basically all you're really wanting to hear. But there's other people who don't see things the way you see things. There's other people that don't. They have mixed agendas. They have hidden motives. But let me say this too, but because all you are doing is focusing on doing the will of the Father, they can't understand you. They don't know how you operate. They don't know how you teach because if they have hidden agendas and because if they have hidden motives, they think you're supposed to have a hidden motive. They think you're supposed to have a hidden agenda. So because you don't have a hidden motive and you don't have a hidden agenda, it throws them off. They don't understand why it is you don't have a hidden agenda. They don't understand why you don't have a hidden motive. They're always fighting, they're peeping, they're trying to figure out what it is that makes you tick and how you tick. But the fact of the matter of the fact is that you're just 100% genuine. You're 100% genuine, and all you want to do is do the will of the Father. In the 19th verse, it said, and they said one to another, behold, the dreamer cometh now, therefore, 20th, come now, therefore, and let us slay him. They was willing to kill him at first over the dream. There's some that are willing, listen, if they could get away with it, there's some that are willing to want to try to kill you because of the dream or because you have decided to do the will of God. And the only reason they had it was because they realized they can't get away with it. They can't get away with it. And the other thing is because the hand of God is on you, protecting you, and won't let him go but so far. Said, let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dream. They said, we kill him, his dream can't come to pass. That's what I was saying earlier. There's some that realize they can't, or the enemy realize he can't fight God, and he can't kill the dream, so therefore they got to come after the one who is the recipient of the dream. That's why some of you are going through spiritual warfare right now as we speak. That's why some of us are going through mind battles, even mind battles that we don't quite understand. Honey, you're not about to lose your mind. That's for somebody. You're not about to lose your mind. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and that of a sound mind. All it is a spiritual, mental, mind battle. And just like everything else, God will bring you through that. In the 21st verse, it says, the ruler heard about it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. See, even though it was plotted, even though they came together and they plotted to do away with the dreamer, this God still standing for intervention to make sure that the dream, to make sure that his will has been done and is being done. And Romans said, let us not shed no blood, but cast him into the pit that it is the willing, that is in the willing, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him farther again. So he had a plan where he was going to take the brother back to the father. He just didn't expose that to them. But anyway, it wasn't his plan, or he did not want Joseph to die in it. He didn't want to be guilty of shedding his brother's blood. And it came to pass when Joseph was coming to his brother that they struck Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. They stripped him of it. Some of you are being stripped of certain things, are being stripped of certain things that even God has placed on you. But because you have made up in your mind that you're going to do the will of God, the enemy has tried to come and strip you of different things, different positions, even, oh God, even to the point where they have set you down in the church. You can't preach no more. You can't teach no more. They won't let you do certain things in the house of God no more because you decided that you're going to do the will of God. All this stuff is real. I've had it happen. A lot of people have had this kind of stuff happen. They heard your heart. You preached a certain sermon. You taught a certain thing. They heard your heart. And now all of a sudden, they got to sit you down. All you did was deliver the word of God. There's some that doesn't happen in our cases, but in a lot of cases, that happened. They heard your heart. They heard your intent, the intent of your heart. So So now it's time to sit you down. And in this process, because it's a process, God is teaching you. He's making you aware of the different things and the different tricks that's going on in the church. And he's also grooming you to allow you to know that when I bring you into this place of greatness, I'm teaching you more so what not to do than what to do. Now is your time of patience. Now is your time of waiting on God. Now is your time of realizing that the word says, let patience do her good and perfect work. Let her do her good and perfect work. But it does come a time that the enemy will try to strip you. We'll try to not only, because he's doing this time of stripping, he found out he can't really kill you physically. So what he's trying to do is kill your character. That's what happens when the stripping comes. They don't want your character to be seen anymore as an apostle. They don't want your character to be seen anymore as a prophet. They don't want your character to be seen anymore as a preacher or a teacher or an anointed one. Sometimes they'll even rename you and call you, what was that that I was called, an elder brother. You know, you one of the elder brothers that's just full of jealousy, envy, strife, all of that. But anyway, hold fast to what it is you know God is calling you to do. Hold fast to doing the will of God. And in the 24th verse, it says, and they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And it said, and he sat down and ate bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh and going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother in our flesh, and his brethren were content. Okay, not so also we want to remind everybody else that he is a part of us, but, you know, we don't want to kill him, but we'll make some money off of him. We'll make some money off of him. Oh, my God. You'd be surprised sometimes what goes on behind the scenes. How sometimes people do, they want to use you. Especially if they know that, especially if they know that you have certain gifts. Especially if they know your name will draw crowds or your name will bring forth offerings. Ooh, God, did he say that? Yeah, he said that. You'd be surprised how your brother in the ministry, stuff like that. I mean, you just hang on in there. Y'all just hang on there. Keep doing the will of God. Because as you keep doing the will of God, God's going to show you some things. He's going to reveal some things. He is the revealer of all truths. He'll bring all truths to you. That's what the Holy Ghost does, bring all truths to you. And he'll bring everything back to your remembrance. And they passed by the many, like merchant men, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they bought Joseph into Egypt. So here we go. They sold Joseph, and they sold him pretty much as a slave. Yeah, as a slave. So now we see that Joseph has been sold, you know, as a slave. And, of course, y'all know the story. Joseph, he goes through many different things. The king's wife accuses him of rape. I'm trying to wind this thing up now. And he's placed into a prison. And even in the prison, God promotes him. Even in the prison, God promotes him because of the will that God has for Joseph's life. And even in that place, Joseph is down there interpreting dreams. Yeah, he's down there interpreting dreams. And y'all know the rest of the story. Finally, there's one man, I think it was the baker, prophesied to, and sure enough, the prophecy came to pass. He came out of the prison and promised Joseph, I'm paraphrasing probably the time, he promised Joseph that, you know, when he got back to the king, he was going to remember the king, cause the king, you know, that caused him to remember that Joseph was in the prison, but at the particular time that he got out, he did not do what he said he was going to do. But time came that a dream came to the king, and he needed somebody to interpret that dream. And that's when, I believe it was a baker, that's when the baker told the king, look, there is a man in the prison named Joseph. He can interpret this dream. And once Joseph was found, Joseph interpreted the dream, and then, of course, the king set him up as governor. I said this even last night. And when he set him up as governor, there was no other person who was over Joseph besides the king. He gave the whole authority of the kingdom to Joseph. He was the only one who had more authority than Joseph was the king himself. And by that happening, Joseph sent for his brothers, he sent for his father, and lo and behold, the dream that Joseph had, it came to pass. They ended up at the point where they had to honor what God had honored. That just made me think of something that came to my mind a couple of days ago. We must honor what God has honored. Because in the end, God's going to get what he wants. In the end, he's always going to get exactly what it is he wants. So with that being said, let us remember, let us place our minds and our hearts in the place to where we'll always be willing to find out what God's will is for our life. And then after we find out what his will is for our life, let us pursue the will that God has placed on our lives. In our lives or for our lives. And with that being said, I'd like to bring this to a close, but I'd also like to pray for those who might be listening and for those who may not yet know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Let's do that first. So if you're with us and you're on this line and you're listening and you have not yet received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you as a sinner. I pray that we pray that right now I receive your only begotten Son, because I believe you sent your only begotten Son for my sins. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, and I believe that on the third day he raised him from the dead with all power in his hand. I confess this with my heart, with my mouth, and I believe it in my heart. And according to your word, if I confess it with my mouth, I believe it in my heart, I shall be saved. Father, thank you for saving me. Thank you for making me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, God, we pray that you reveal to me your will for my life. Allow me to submit myself to the will that you have for my life. I know that you said that you came that we might have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So, Father, I ask you to be the head of my life, to take control of my life, and I renounce Satan. He has no place in my life from this day forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the rest of you, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, because you still are in full control of our lives. And we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that we have and that we will. And, Father, even when we don't understand, even when we stumble at hearing your will and saying, God, I can't do it. God, give us strength. Give us encouragement. Give us hope. Let us know that we can do all things through Christ who loves us, and we're more than conquerors through him who loves us. We can do all things, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. God, we thank you for this opportunity. We pray, Lord God, that your word goes forth, that it will land, and that it will be placed on hearts, God, of good ground, and that it will remain, and that it will be fruitful in Jesus' name. Bless the woman of God. Bless the women of God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing them to allow me to come on here and break the bread of life, God. Bless them, Lord God. All their blessings to come to them, shake now, press together, shaking down, running over, causing men to bring good gifts to their bosom, God, as according to your word. We decree this thing to be so. We thank you, Lord God. Ah, we thank you, Lord God, for the increase concerning Shabbat on Saturday. We thank you for the increase concerning Kimmy Kim and her family. And we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, so, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, man of God. Oh, my goodness. I don't know where to begin to unpack that. You just dropped even some extra nuggets, you know, outside of our conversation and just expanded this whole idea of yielding to God and walking in obedience. And as you were going forth, I thought about, as you pointed out, some things, especially in Genesis 37:5 regarding Joseph and him being a dreamer. And ultimately, we know because he disclosed the mind of God regarding him in his dream and where the Father was intending to take him. You know, you mentioned the opposition that comes. Amen. Agents of the kingdom of darkness just doing their assignment. Amen. But you mentioned how even so, you know, the enemy knows he can't fight the dream.
Amen.
Mm-mm. He will never be able to prevail against the dream. So we, as men and women of God, expect the opposition. It will
Amen.
Come, just like Joseph and the consequences, you know, that they intended for his death. They meant to kill the dreamer and the dream.
Yes.
But it didn't prevail. Glory to God. And I think about how we that have been given vision, according to Habakkuk, amen, write the vision, and those who write it would run with it, glory to God. But we that have been given vision, and we that have been given a mission, we that earnestly accept the mantle of the assignment that the Lord gives us, listen, it's not going to be a walk through tulips, glory to God. Don't have this Pollyanna mindset. And with that, that just triggered me and made me think of Nehemiah, the perfect example of what leadership should be. He did not lose focus or momentum. He yielded to the promise of God, amen, and what building and restoring the wall would do for the children of Israel, and he held close to the vision. Glory to God. So, you know, just be 100% sold out, and that means that you yield daily. You yield daily, and those who oppose you will have no effect. Just like he just got so sick and tired of Sanballat and Tobias, he just said, listen, I'm staying on the wall. And he even added some intercession to that, glory to God. But we know what we need to do when we see the opposition. We lock down. We don't run and take flight in the name of Jesus. We yield even the more. And that means, what do? We have so much in our arsenal: intercession, the word of God, the host of angels that have been assigned to us, glory to God, and even the Father himself. So we win.
Yes.
But the requirement is that you yield.
Yes.
We must yield to the promise of God. We must choose to walk in obedience to the full will of God concerning the assignment in our lives and stay right there. I thank the Lord for you. This just prompt me to want to go and just go into the word after this and just to, you know, just gain more revelation, because this is so powerful, especially in 2023. There are going to be so many distractions, and we can see that, and this is the month of January. What's going on in the world, trying to pull us, tug on us, just, you know, pull us away from the word of God, the little shiny things. Do you understand what I'm saying? But
yes.
I thank the Lord for you, man of God. I thought about the tenacity and the sheer determination of Nehemiah, the sheer determination of Joseph to trust God, even so. He was in the midst of so much opposition, glory to God, and he still progressed. That right there is a Selah moment. Amen. Progress in spite of the enemy. I think in this story of Joseph, in the story of Nehemiah, and even Jonah eventually got it. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
That we are being taught and instructed what not to do. That's what the Spirit of the Lord is revealing to us as his people, especially us as leaders. Come on now, because we have a greater accountability in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But I want to say thank you so much for this. I mean, you unpacked a lot. You did. You really did. And you did an awesome job. And I pray that those that are listening under the sound of our voice, I pray that this just poked you and make you want to go in the word and search this out and understand, what does walking in the will of God look like? What does the Father require of me? How do I maintain that? How do I remain consistent? How do I take hold of this tenacity to not let go, even though there may be opposition in the name of Jesus? What is the posture of obedience in the body of Christ in this hour? I'm just on 100. You have blessed me. You have truly blessed me. And I know that you have blessed the people of God in this word that has been released in our hearing in this hour. Listen, it doesn't have to be a bunch of words. It could be just a very simple and profound. It is profound. Amen. Because it is the heart of the Father. Would you agree? It's the heart of the Father that wants us to yield and obey him in all things. He said in Scripture, John 14, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How simple is that? How simple is that? But yet we try to complicate it. We make it convoluted. We call it 10 steps, 12 steps. Enough. Just obey him. Amen. Just obey him. And yield.
Amen.
And surrender and submit to his authority and his rule. And guess what the reward is? Your obedience and your yielding will be rewarded. That the scripture says that you will have fruit that remains. Glory to God. Glory to God. So thank you again, man of God, for coming with us and breaking this manna in our hearing. It truly has blessed me. Do you want to give last words?
Amen. Again, I just thank God for the privilege. I thank you. I thank our wonderful producer, Kimmy Kim, for allowing us to come together and do this. I just thank God. I thank God. We're looking forward to, at some point in time, having you and Dr. Kimmy Kim one time come on up for his glory. I don't know when we'll do that yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that too as well. But again, it's always a pleasure. It's always an honor to be able to come and break forth the bread of life with you guys here on Shabbat Saturday. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure, and it is such an honor, and we bless the Lord for you as well in the name of Jesus. I'm so, you know, when you consider that we have this awesome opportunity to come here on this Elation Radio, and we have been given this opportunity, which is not grievous, to bring forth the word of God to the people of God and to be a blessing. But I could go on and on. I truly do thank and honor the Lord for our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, for her gracious heart. Oh, my God, I keep talking about her graciousness.
Amen.
You're right. We are so blessed, man of God, for her and for her life. But people of God that are listening, listen. My question is, are you striving to yield to the Father in this season? Strive to
Amen.
Yield. Strive to obey. Just do it, as the Nike some commercial says. Amen. Just
yeah.
do
yeah.
it. Just be it. Be obedient. Be honorable. Be integral. Oh, my God. Be one that has bowels of compassion and mercy. Be the reflection of Christ. Amen. Be his voice. Be his oracle in the name of Jesus. Be the sons of God that he calls us in Romans 19, 18 and 19 in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I believe that we have to have a yearning. Someone said something to me. It is a passionate determination to please him in this season. Eager to please the Father. And how do you do that? Yield. And with
yes.
that, I'm going to say thank you again, man of God, for this word on today. I bless the Lord for your life. And I pray for multiplication in everything that you set your hands to in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, people of God, that is our program for this evening, I should say. It is evening in some places across the waters. Glory to God. And we have truly been blessed. For those that are here, we will be back next Saturday on Shabbat Saturday at this Elation radio station. In the name of Jesus, my word to you is be at your place of victory, and your place of victory is yielding to the Father in this hour in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And guess what? As you yield, the scripture says, amen, that those who are known by him, because in your yielding he will know you, shall do great exploits in the name of Jesus. And I bless the Lord again that he will demonstrate his mighty, mighty power on the word that has been released in our hearing on today. We indeed do Shabbat the Lord and give a resounding hallelujah for the man of God coming forth and just allowing the Spirit of God to move on him and release this word. And I believe that change is taking place now in the lives of the hearers that will receive this word. And I would encourage you to go and search the word out for yourself in Jesus' name and fulfill your purpose and your destiny as you yield to the Spirit of God in this hour. I want to say, Father mm-hmm. God, thank you again for filling this broadcast with your glory, for your glory. Hallelujah. That those who are under the sound of our voices and now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence, not just your presence, but your manifested presence, because they are yielding. Ha, Jesus, they are yielding in the name of Jesus. Touch the life and right. nature of God within them, Father God, and let that change take place now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. I want to say thank you again, Apostle Brian Blastingame, for his Glory International Ministries in South Carolina. Man of God, please tell the people of God how they can reach you if they want to connect with you and your ministry.
Right now, it's simple. I'm on Facebook as Brian Blastingame. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Sprinkler Election Radio. That's for His glory. And I'm also on Instagram and Snapchat as Brian Blasting A. And especially those who may have heard us and may have received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, whatever, you can contact me there. You want prayer, we'll do that. We'll pray for you. We'll pray with you. We'll pray, you know, that you'll find a good church home as well with you, because that is essential. That's a must. You got to have a good church home. And we're just there for God, and we're there for the people. God bless you.
Amen. And that's what it's about, discipling, so that there's a cycle that they go out and reach someone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Souls in the name of Jesus. Well, thank you again, Apostle Brian Blasting Game. Thank you, people of God, our listening audience. Amen. My Shabbat Saturday family, in the name of Jesus, thank you for joining us. You know, I consider it an honor each and every time that we are able to come on this platform and just release a word, amen, that brings forth victory in your lives in the name of Jesus. Everyone, please come back next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another Shabbat Saturday at this great Elation radio station. For your heart, thank you for your tenacity, my God, today. Thank you for your example. Now, woman of God, please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. Touch from you will provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please be new.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in
and I ask myself the question.
All you have to simply say is, Lord, change my
again.
Lord, change my heart.
I know that you can.
Lord, change my heart.
But I wonder if you will, yeah.
Lord, change my heart.
I messed up for so long.
Lord, change my heart.
And so many times I've been wrong.
Oh. Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more mercy.
Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more grace.
Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more patience. Lord,
change my heart.
As I lay before your face.